good evening, and thanks for joining me. Tonight's show, Purpose Vision, All Things Real Estate. This is your real estate show. If you need tips on how to stage your property, how to price your property, where to advertise your property, what are the current interest rates, all that and much, much more here for you tonight on Purpose Vision, All Things Real Estate. The call-in number is 347-215-8667. Feel free to give me a call. I am opening up the chat session. So if you want to log in, you have questions or what have you, please do that. I will try my best to do the show and respond to the questions on the chat. At the same time, I'm not too good at that right now, but I'm working on it, so work with me, okay? It's your girl, Purpose Vision, right here. And first of all, guys, I just want to start out by talking about the 30-year mortgage rates. They have fell to a four-year low. Consistently, week after week, the interest rates are falling, and I know you guys are aware that the Feds cut the rates this past week. So let me just give you a little info here on that. 30-year mortgage rates fall to four-year low. Housing industry observers are hopeful that the recent decline in mortgage rates will lead to a recovery in the market. Freddie Mac reports that interest rates on a 30-year fixed loan fell for the fourth straight week, landing at their lowest level in nearly 4 years. Economists say mortgage rates averaged 5.48% for the week ended January 24th, down from 5.69% a week ago. Because of the latest reports about the economy and because the Federal Reserve made its biggest cut in 20 years to a key interest rate. Now, Freddie Mac also reports that rates on 15-year mortgages declined to 4.95% from 5.21%, okay? So rates on 5-year adjustable rate mortgages dropped to 5.13% from 5.4%. So rates were steadily dropping, guys. So it's really a great time to purchase if you're in the market to purchase. And a 1-year ARM slipped to 4.99% from 5.26%. So it looks like, you know, the rates are going to continue to drop here at least until I think after the election. That's just my opinion. And that's just from watching the market and how things are steadily declining. It looks like they will continue to do so at least for a little while longer. And, you know, normally when there's an election, things tend to and the government things tend to get fueled. There's money there, so the rates will hike back up a little bit. But now's a good time to buy if you are in the market. Now, falling loan rates keep lenders busy. The frenzy was triggered by the Federal Reserve's rate cut, which doesn't directly affect mortgage rates, but did cause them to fall significantly. Lenders who have been battered by the housing slump are enjoying the mini boom. The volume of incoming calls jumped 50% Tuesday compared to the previous week, and all indications are that Wednesday we are even busier. Now, this is from last week. So last Tuesday and Wednesday, the mortgage companies were very busy because of that rate cut by the Fed. So that's what the head of Countrywide Financial's call center said, Dave Dole. Now, Dole also says that the only time he could recall that happening was in June 2003, when interest rates bottomed out after a series of rate cuts following the September 11 terrorist attacks. Countrywide staffers also were busy making sales calls to customers, trying to persuade them to refinance billions of dollars in tricky non-traditional loans into plain mortgages the company could sell. One big sticking point for those hoping to refinance is the possibility that they won't have 20% equity in their property after the refinance because the property has declined in value. Guys, I'm sure you've heard about all of the foreclosures that's going on, and foreclosures are really bad here in Atlanta right now. And because of that, housing, the pricing, the values in the housing is going down. It's just a direct reflection of the foreclosures, because if someone is foreclosed, just say you live on a street and there are you're trying to sell your house and there are three foreclosures on your block, 9 times out of 10, a buyer is going to be looking at those foreclosures because they're going to get a deal there. So, which is going to make you have to bring your price down on your house to even be able to compete, which in fact makes you lose money. You lose your equity. So, you know, it's a good time, if at all possible, if you can, to hold on to your property for a little bit, just to kind of see what the market is going to do. You know, some people, they don't have a choice but to put it on the market. And if that is the case, then you definitely want to make sure that you are doing everything that you possibly can to make sure that your home is competitive in this market. Now, the main things to keep your home competitive is going to be, well, there's really four things. The first being, of course, pricing your house correctly. I know that there are foreclosures, and there may be some in your neighborhood, on your street. I understand that, but at the same time, a lot of times the foreclosed properties, sometimes anyway, there's issues with them, be it someone didn't take care of the property, or maybe it was an investment property. The builder or the investor started rehabbing the property, ran out of money, and, you know, so the property got foreclosed on, the interest rate hiked up, you know, because a lot, what had happened was a lot of investors went out investing in these properties because, you know, the lenders were very lenient about a year or two ago. The lenders were very lenient, so they were able to go out, buy up properties, and a lot of the investors were wanting to buy these properties, rehab them, and then flip them. Well, the market changed in the midst of that, so you have a lot of investors who have properties that are sitting half completed. So if you have those on your block, you know, I understand that. So, but it also gives you an opportunity to still get a decent profit, or at least to, you know, get a fair price for your property if you price it correctly. So you have to price it, compare it to the properties that are not foreclosed on in your area that have sold recently, last 90 days, last 6 months. So you want to price accordingly. And then after that, you want to make sure that you have great curb appeal, because if, you know, someone is looking for a property in your neighborhood or on your street, the first thing that a person sees is the outside of the property. Now, this is your product, so you want to make sure that you have great curb appeal. You want to make sure your hedges are trimmed. You want to make sure that there's no debris all in front of your house, you know, your grass is cut, that sort of thing. Okay, so then it's priced correctly. You know, you have great curb appeal. Now, when someone walks inside the home, you want to make sure that your property gives them a sense of ownership, meaning that they can actually picture themselves in the property. It's clean, it's neat, your family photos and that sort of thing is put away, and a prospective buyer can say, hey, you know, my things would look good in here, my furniture would look good in here. Try, if at all possible, to have a neutral palette, you know, a neutral, try to make sure that your painting is neutral as much as possible. And sometimes you can actually go out and buy, like, sofa covers and that sort of thing that's really inexpensive, but it gives a punch. Paint, and I say sofa covers, to kind of neutralize your area, it always works wonders. You would be amazed at how people will come in, and they see this, and they see blank slate. And it's like, okay, yeah, I can picture me and my things here. So that's the third thing, and I will be right back to tell you what is the fourth thing to make sure that you can sell your property in this market. Guys, properties still are selling. People are still buying houses, so, you know, don't freak out. It can still be done. Just stay right where you are, and I will be right back with more, okay? That call-in number is 347-215-8667 if you have a question for me. This is Purpose Vision, all things real estate. Anything you want to know about the real estate market, I'm your girl. Give me a call. Talk to you in a minute. Stay right where you are. Thanks for sticking around. It's your girl, Purpose Vision, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You're listening to all things real estate. Anything you want to know about the real estate market, I'm your girl. And guys, I don't know if you remember me telling you I am starting my own business. That business will be in effect February 1st, Visions in Progress Incorporated. It is all things real estate. So if you want to sell, if you're wanting to buy, if you need to invest, if you need property management, I will have all of my contact information on myspace.com/purposevision. I will also have that information here at Blog Talk Radio. You can also go to wcdreambuilders.com, click on real estate advertising, and you will reach me. Okay? So if you are interested in learning how to sell your property on your own, I can help you with that. So be sure to stay tuned, and I will be giving more information as time continues. But the business will be up and running. February 1st is the launch of Visions in Progress Incorporated, and it's all things real estate. So it's a one-stop shop. Anything that you need, no matter where you are in the country, if you're trying to sell, if you're trying to buy, if you need help selling your property on your own, I can assist you with that. So be sure to give me a call, as well as you can, and there, when you go to wcdreambuilders.com, you can click on the link that says real estate advertising, and all of my information is there. So go check it out. I'm also displaying properties on that site, as well as I will also be displaying properties here on Blog Talk Radio on my profile page, so as well as on myspace.com. So if you're trying to sell your property, I can get it done for you, okay? I can help you out with that. I'm your girl, Purpose Vision, so make sure that you stay tuned and listen up for more information about Visions in Progress Incorporated, okay? All things real estate. Now, the fourth thing, I was telling you the four things that you need to do to make sure that your property gets sold relatively, you know, quickly. We don't want your property sitting on the market forever and ever. You need to make sure it's priced correctly. You need to make sure that you have great curb appeal. You need to make sure that it is staged correctly, meaning that you have neutral paint, neutral furniture. You know, everything is clean. Everything is put away. You know, there's no clutter anywhere. And the fourth thing, which is the most important thing, which is what I will be providing Visions in Progress Incorporated, is exposure for your property. You have to make sure that enough people see the property, and not just, you know, anybody. You need to make sure that they are pre-qualified people. You know, people who can actually purchase property, because you don't want people coming out just seeing how you decorate it or, you know. I always say some people just, it's a hobby to go and look at houses and get decorating tips. So you don't want those people. You want the people who have actually went through a mortgage company, have been pre-qualified, and can actually buy a property. So exposure, 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 which is the main thing in getting your property sold. Good pre-qualified, pre-screened individuals to buy your property, okay? And last but not least, guys, I want to give you the 25 trends driving today's market, okay, as reported on Realtor.com, which is where I get a lot of my real estate information, Realtor.com. It says here, it's a turbulent time for many real estate practitioners, but headlines about sluggish sales and tighter financing hardly capture the whole story. More than ever, you need to be up to speed on the wide-ranging phenomena driving today's dodgy marketplace. We've rolled up our sleeves to provide you with details on 25 trends that will help define your business going forward, okay? Understanding not only market conditions, but also developments in technology, business services, and business models will help you come out on top. Now, this is, of course, Realtor.com is for realtors, but the main thing that I want to share with you guys about what's driving the market so that you can have a firm understanding on what is going on in the market just as, you know, an individual, you, not necessarily as a realtor, but, you know, just as an individual, I think everyone needs to know, you know, what is going on with the real estate market. So I'm going to share it with you, okay? Trend number one, checking into condo hotels. I love condo hotels, guys. I don't know if you are familiar, but there have been several built here in Atlanta. 12 is the main one that comes to mind right now. There's a condo hotel here in Atlanta called 12 that is awesome. But condo hotels were hot in 2006 when 50,000 units sold across the United States. And basically what a condo hotel is, it's a hotel that people can actually purchase condos in the hotel. So you can have room service, you know, you can have maid service, the whole nine, live in a hotel, but you own it. It's the coolest thing. So condo hotels are driving the market. Growing diversity, a full 20% of practitioners who have worked in real estate for less than 2 years identify themselves as Hispanic, African American, Asian, or Native American. So a lot of diversity, and it's a diverse world, so that's a good thing. Growing diversity in the real estate market. Going sold is number three. Property auctions. Guys, you may want to list your property with an auction, you know, and I can assist you with that. So, you know, and auctions do very well when selling property, especially, you know, if you have a property that you really need to get rid of for financial reasons, that sort of thing, really quickly, you may want to consider an auction. Property auctions are seeing more action than at any time in the recent past. The proof that auctions are not merely for stigmatized properties is the numbers. Nationally, residential real estate auctions generated some $16 billion in sales during 2006, a 12.5% jump from the year before, according to the National Auctioneers Association. Okay, trend number four, who's buying? More than a million new households are formed annually, according to the U.S. Census Bureau, with most being adult children leaving home. So among them, single women continue to be the biggest growth category of buyers, making up 22% of all buyers in 2006, up from 14% in 1995. Single male buyers have been holding steady through the decade at 9%. Trend number five, beyond golf communities. Remember the ad? It's not your father's old anymore. Well, it's not your father's housing community anymore either. Moreover, golf communities. There are new kids on the block. There's Playdet, a Greenville, South Carolina development backed by professional cyclist George Hincapie that features a training center and outdoor biking trails in the Blue Ridge Mountains. Wow. Okay, so now, you know, a lot of amenities in subdivision, more than just your golf course. You've got biking trails and everything. Okay, and trend number five, new niche for tough times. With foreclosure filings of 99% in September from September 2006, according to RealtyTrack, and home prices down in some markets, it's no wonder real estate practitioners are being bombarded with promotions encouraging them to learn about the short sale and foreclosure markets. No doubt both are growth niches in the short term, but only serious practitioners need apply. So, you know, there's a lot of people that are trying to capitalize on the foreclosure market is basically what that's saying. But only those who actually are skilled in foreclosures, who have been dealing with them way before now, should really tap into it now. You know, a lot of people are trying to jump on the bandwagon and they don't know what they're doing. But I have a foreclosure expert on my team, guys. So if you're facing foreclosure, be sure to go to wcdreambuilders.com. Check out that site. We can help you, okay? And trend number seven, taxing times. Private transfer taxes used by some builders to win support from environmental groups are causing consternation among realtors who say regulation is needed. Without rules, I could put a transfer tax on my property to benefit my retirement fund, and there's nothing you could do about it. Okay, so there's a taxing, a transfer tax that builders are making some sort of profit off of is basically what it's saying. Trend number eight, virtual help. Everything is online now, guys. So, you know, people are shopping for houses online. That's how, you know, a lot of people are actually finding their property. A lot of people are selling their properties via the internet. So it's a great way to promote your property. Trend number 9, the rise of micro markets. The slowing housing market has brought into sharp relief the wisdom behind the real estate mantra, location, location, location. Practitioners have seen stable and even rising prices in certain sectors within generally declining markets. So basically what this is saying, it doesn't really matter what the so-called market is doing because location is still important. So if you're in a good location, you have your property priced right, staged right, good curb appeal, and it gets exposed correctly, you're still going to sell. So, and number 10, bloggers. Kids love sharing news with their friends online. Well, so do real estate agents. So, you know, there's a lot of blogging going on as far as the real estate market is concerned, and so a lot of information there as well. Trend number 11, mortgage mainstream back in vogue. For over-leveraged homeowners facing default, it could be a cruel joke to say anything good has come out of the mortgage mania that gripped the country during the latter part of the housing boom. But there is a silver lining, the return to sound underwriting and pricing practices. So that's a good thing. You know, mortgages at one time, it was so vogue because, you know, everybody was getting a mortgage. Well, now it's like a reality check. Everybody can't get a mortgage. You need to really have at least a 680 credit score to get a really good rate. You can still get a mortgage with less than a 680 credit score, but you're going to get the best interest rate, 680 or higher, guys, okay? And trend number 12, smart homes. Digital technology is making its presence felt more and more where we live. Spending on smart homes, lately dubbed iPads, has climbed from $2.7 billion in 2003 to $3.5 billion in 2007, and it is expected to reach $6 billion by 2012, according to Parks Associates, a market research and consulting firm. So now people are buying these smart homes with the iPads and with the sound systems and all this stuff already in with the touch screens and, you know, the touch security systems, the voice activated, all this stuff. So sign of the times, guys. What can we say? Sign of the times. Trend number 13, don't touch that dial. The real estate market may have cooled, but the market for real estate television will continue to be hot, say cable television pundits. So, guys, HGTV, TLC, A&E, Bravo, 16 reality TV shows dotted at the schedule, you know, and more shows were debuted in September. So housing shows, and I don't know about you, but I love HGTV. I'm addicted. Trend number 14, in sickness and in health. The nation's health insurance woes have gotten a lot of attention this year, and the insurance needs of real estate practitioners are getting attention too. If you're in the real estate market, it's, you know, you're an independent contractor, so you don't have, like, a company funding your insurance. So that's basically what that's talking about. So it looks like healthcare coverage is going to be a way to recruit and retain talented people. So brokers are going to be looking into insurance for their realtors. So that's a good thing. Trend number 15, buyer's market. Practitioners in many markets are working overtime to sell soaring inventories. In Miami, inventory skyrocketed from 16.4 months in the second quarter of 2006.
Love Talk Radio.
To 29.5 months for the same period this year. Guys, I can't finish the next 10. Oh, it's already 7 o'clock. I do apologize. I will give you the next 10 trends in the real estate market next week, Sunday, I promise, okay? So have a great evening, and thanks for joining me here on Purpose Vision, All Things Real Estate. I hope you were enlightened about the real estate market, and I look forward to speaking with you again soon. Have a great evening, and remember, in all things, peace and love.